You know what I don't like is when you're driving in your car and you're listening to the radio and a song like Don't Stop Believing by Journey comes on. Sure, it's a great song, but it's been played over and over and over. And I know the generation of today is the young kids are just discovering Journey. Actually, the song. But it's a shame that more radio stations don't play other songs by bands. You know, the song came out in Glee was featured, and I think they did some other songs by the band. I don't remember. I'm not a big Glee fan. And I know it was used in Rock of Ages, the musical. But I remember my best friend in high school. Journey was her favorite band. And my ex-husband, it was his favorite band. And these were the bands that, you know, in the times that you went to the concert, there wasn't that big, you know, screen so that you could see them and you didn't have to strain. You were there and it was just like a massive house party and the smell of marijuana in the air. And I remember a lot of people drinking. I just remember going, what's that smell? And, you know, just rocking out and the light show. And you really didn't care because you were just there in the moment. But there's so many Journey songs that are out there. And what a wonderful opportunity when, you know, Don't Stop Believing came out. Maybe I missed it and wasn't paying attention that they did actually play more Journey songs. I don't know. But living out here in Northern Illinois, you have to be like in the shy so you get the variety of rock stations. Out here towards Corn Country, you only have two types of radio stations, and that's country, and the other one is Western, and you're just like, and then maybe one station that plays classic rock, but every time I hear the song on the radio, I just cringe, like, oh God, you have to play that song again. Yeah, I mean, there's some really good Journey tunes out there. There was a lot, and I loved, you know, the LP art, the cover art of the album, and they always had some cool, I don't know, I always think of some kind of it reminded me of like a scarab because it was a circle and the little wings came out or something like starry universe-y looking. I know they had their Infinity album and Evolution and, oh, I was trying to think, what was the other ones that they had? Escape, I think, was one. You think of Steve Perry and, you know, he's got an awesome, awesome voice. And they could actually sing back then. You know, you hear him and he's like, wow, he can sing. And now you have these people that, I don't know, is it the same? Are the concerts the same? You know? I feel old and out of the loop. But hearing the song, I actually came home and I do have Journey playlist on my Spotify of some of the songs that I like. And I do have some Steve Perry on there because I did buy his LP Strung Out because I liked his voice. He wasn't bad on the eyes. And remember that the clothes and the hair back in the late 70s, and they had he had these his shirt was always open and he had those high-rise jeans. And they were so tight. They reminded me like of Robert Plant. Isn't he the lead singer of Zeppelin? You know, where he it's just like, what is that? You know, just like, it's going to bust at the seams. And it's just insane. But, yeah. So there you have it. It's just a shame that they don't play more of those old bands' songs. You know, because even the Rolling Stones, you hear them on the radio, and they play pretty much the same ones. And you think of the hundreds of songs that they have. And you only get, like, the same one over and over and over. No wonder why. I think it was Simply Red. No, not Simply Red. Who was the one that sang the Breakfast Club song? Not Tears for Fears. Who was that? Crud. Anyway, he said during his concerts, for a while he refused to sing it because it was overplayed and everybody wanted to hear it. And he's like, we have other music. But nobody wanted to hear it. It's got to be not disappointing. It's got to be upsetting, discouraging. You know, when there's so much more out there to listen to. Anyway, that's my mad, crazy ramblings for today. There might be more. You never know. It's Friday, and it's early. It's only 11 o'clock. So yeah, that's it. Laterness, people. You know, I was just thinking when this song came on. Being at the concerts, and you remember you get your little Bic lighter out, and your thumb is burning because you won't let go of the lighter, and you look out and see the sea of flickering lights. And how everything got, you know, they dim the lights and, you know, I think it was Jonathan Cain that was playing the piano. I think it was him. And, it was just, you're just so in that magical moment. Yeah. It seems like it was yesterday, but yet seems so far away another time. Yeah. I hate to say they don't write music like they used to, but it's just not the same. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just stuck in certain genres, or I don't know. Anyway. That's it. I'm done this time. Laterness, people.